hoist pipe. I'll get it, Harris. Bridge?
Cregan, I'm on my way up to talk with you, skipper. Bad news.
Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
Now listen to me, John Goddard. I know my engines, and I warned you not to push them too hard. Well, now it's happened. There's an oil blockage, and the main shaft bearing is running red hot. I'm going to need time to fix it.
It was the morning of our sixth day out from Sydney, heading due east from the southernmost tip of New Caledonia, steaming easily through the long, flat swells of the Tropic of Capricorn. I was in my cabin going over the details of Victor Whedeman's will once again, trying to find some clue that might lead me to the murderer of Ben Miller, who'd been knifed on the boat deck 2 days before. Before we bunkered at Papeete, I wanted the killer under guard, but so far I was still searching in the dark. I didn't know at this stage of Major Challoner's plan to protect the four remaining beneficiaries, and I was unaware that at that moment Cregan, the chief engineer, was on the bridge.
It's the truth I'm telling you, John. You've got to stop engines and give me time to find the trouble.
How long will it take?
Oh, I don't know until we start. But I can't even touch the blasted thing while we're moving. It's too hot.
Cregan, for Pete's sake, haven't I got enough trouble right now?
You'll have more trouble if the whole shaft freezes solid.
Thank heaven for a calm sea. All right. Stop engines.
Thank you, skipper. And don't look so blasted upset. After all, we'd never get there if we had to drift to Jamaica.
Looks like we'll be longer at sea than we figured, Doctor.
Yeah. Any idea of the trouble, Dean?
Oh, something wrong with the engines. I saw Captain Goddard come storming off the bridge and decided against asking him. It didn't seem like the time or the place.
No, I can imagine. Have you heard about Major Challoner's plan to keep the murderer at bay?
Boy Scout stuff.
Yes, it might work, but I doubt it. Still, at least it meant that the old boy was trying to be sociable.
Pleasant change, anyway.
Yes. I didn't like to point out to him that if there is a killer after us, he'd hardly give us time to blow a whistle twice.
Must have been a nice, leisurely kind of war that Major Challoner fought in India.
Yes, I can see him going out on patrol, issuing his troops with whistles. If you get cut off, men, blow twice. Remember that? Twice.
And then instead of the cavalry, you know our cavalry that always arrives too late on the films? A detachment of the Khyber Rifles will come to the rescue.
Yes, must have been sheer bedlam with all those whistles being blown at once.
Oh, don't say that. You chaps have got such stiff upper lips, you probably couldn't even blow a whistle. Say, tell me, Doctor, what are you going to do with your share of the Wehrman estate?
Hmm? Oh, beyond hoping I live long enough to collect it, I haven't even thought.
Very good point. Do you have any ideas yourself about who killed Ben Miller?
Well, if you remember, I was convinced it was the Major.
Oh, Dirk knocked that on the head. Said he didn't believe it.
Mm. Yes, you know, the awful thing is, it could be any one of us. I find myself wanting to look under my bunk every time I go into my cabin.
Yeah, I know how you feel.
6 days. Well, maybe it's going to be all right now. I mean, nothing's happened for 2 days, has it?
Well, I'd say that was largely thanks to Dirk. You may not know it, but he's got you four passengers for Jamaica under guard.
Yes? To protect us or to spy on us?
Yeah, a little bit of both, I guess.
You know, on a morning like this, it's hard to think of what happened to Milan. The sea looks so peaceful. Yes, and there's another thing I was thinking.
Say, listen.
Come on, that came from the stern. In broad daylight.
Look, it's the Major. He's lying on the deck.
Major Challoner. Major. Are you all right?
He doesn't seem to be hurt.
I am not hurt, Mr. Blake.
What?
I merely wish to see if my little scheme would work. If I blew the whistle, someone would come to my assistance. I see that it does work. Even though it was you who came, Mr. Blake, I'm grateful.
Listen, Major.
Don't get excited about it, young man. Just as we have boat drill at sea, so I felt we should have whistle drill that might apprehend a killer. Good morning, gentlemen.
And when we get there, Dick, there's Major Challoner lying on the deck. Whistle drill, he called it. I'd like to break that old buzzard's neck.
Well, if he's organizing an alarm system, it doesn't sound as if he's a murderer, does it?
No, no, I guess not. You still hoping to find out something from that report from Jamaica? Didn't tell me anything.
Well, I like Wherryman's reasons for leaving money to Tuca. He was at his trial in Melbourne, heard the little bloke's defense that his wife's manners at the table were deplorable. He says here that anyone should kill in order to preserve a grace of living that is essential in this modern age is almost excusable. And therefore, to this man, Edwin Tucker, whom I have never met, I leave a 1/6 share of my estate, signed Victor Wherryman.
Yeah, I think Wherryman had a pretty morbid sense of humor. You any closer to finding Miller's killer?
No. We prove one thing. That on the 14th of May, the date of Slavin's death, each of the beneficiaries was in England, and each of them left hurriedly for one reason or another.
And they must have been aboard the Tengmar when Miller was killed. That's Stuart Jones.
Oh, he dislikes policemen. I've met his type before. They've got something to hide. A record. He thought that if he did get away with bumping me off, it'd be blamed on Miller's murderer anyway.
You don't think it's kind of dangerous, a guy like that walking around free?
Not anymore, I don't. Jones will behave himself. He's got too much to lose if he doesn't.
Well, I hope you're right.
There's only one thing about Wherryman's will that puzzles me. This. Here, did you read it, this clause?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's wrong with it?
Should any of the above-named persons sell or wish to sell their share in my estate, then they have my full permission, and providing the purchaser has legal proof of the transaction, then he will be entitled to such portion of the estate.
Say, can you see anyone selling a 6th share of £1,000,000?
But then why put it in?
Look, Wherryman was an eccentric, an old guy as rich as Croesus who toured the world. I think he only chose these people to spite someone. Why, I'll bet there's some person in Wherryman's family who is gnashing his teeth right now, furious that he isn't getting his share of... Say, wait a minute.
Yes, I thought of that too. But as far as we know, he didn't have a family. There'll be no difficulty about the beneficiaries collecting. We know, too, that none of the beneficiaries sold their share.
So we're right back where we started, huh?
Yes, well, it's 11 o'clock. I wonder how long before the chief gets the engines going again.
Busy life we've led for 6 days.
Well, what do you mean?
Oh, Tuker falls overboard. Miller is killed. You're attacked on deck, and now the engines are on the blink. Do you think we'll ever get to Jamaica?
Oh, you're just the kind of pessimist I need right now. The trouble is that Miller could have been killed by any one of dozens of people. Hardly anyone's got an alibi that stands up. 6 in the morning's a difficult hour to have a witness standing by.
Jones did.
He's a lucky man. Oh, you should have seen Captain Goddard's face when Jones accused him of ordering the attack on me.
Well, I don't know what Jones hoped to achieve.
Me neither. He took it back quickly enough. I think if he hadn't, Goddard would have killed him. Ah, that's what gets me about this case. The Tangmar's full of people who accuse each other at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, I wish we'd get on our way again. I don't like this being stranded in the middle of the South Pacific. You might encourage that killer you're looking for to break the monotony.
Well, at least when you report to your father, you'll have news for him. This voyage of the Tangmar will fill a volume for the Blake Shipping Company.
The old man will read it and then claim I fell down on the job. I'm supposed to be watching our interests. Seeing that nothing happened to me.
Oh, well. I'm due on the bridge, Lee. I'll see you later.
Slow ahead.
Go ahead.
A ship without engines is like a dead thing, Kendall.
Well, she's all right now.
It took long enough. Bridge, what is it, Chief? More bad news?
Just a warning, that's all. I fixed the oil blockage, but treat her gently, Skipper. Give me time to watch the bearing.
All right, Chief.
Now, look, Skipper, there's no need to sound so miserable about it. We're not competing for the blue riband. Just keep her at half speed and I'll be grateful.
Right. And thanks, Chief. Half speed, quartermaster.
Half speed it is, sir.
Never had a breakdown before, Kendall. I'm beginning to think there's going to be a ton of bad luck before this voyage is over.
Would you like me to take the bridge for a while?
Oh, you might as well go back to your normal duties, Kendall. You don't seem to be getting anywhere in your investigation.
I'll find who killed Ben Miller if I have to go through the Tangmar with a fine-tooth comb.
Bring her back on course, due east.
Okay, Skipper.
I'm sorry, Kendall, but I'm worried. Worried sick. Every time I go below, I expect to hear that something else has gone wrong. When we reach Jamaica, I'll be the happiest man alive. And that's what's beginning to get me down. I want my passengers to be alive, too.
I knew how the skipper felt. It was like finding yourself in a blind alley. Amongst the crew or the passengers was a murderer. He'd struck once and left no trace. I could do nothing but wait for his next move in the passage of the Tangmar.